Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's that time of the week here on Heartland College Sports. You know what we do. We count down the power rankings in the Big 12 after week four is in the books. And now we look ahead to week five. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. The only thing that we ask of you is to drop a like on this video and make sure that you are subscribed to the channel. We appreciate you being here. As always, as a part of the show, we'll count it down from 16 all the way to 1. And also, if you're watching right now live, make sure that you drop a question for the Big 12 mailbag. We'll do that tonight here on the show as well. Great to have you on board, as always, at number 16 in the Big 12 football power rankings. Once again, I can't put them at 17, so I'm putting them at 16. And that is the Oklahoma State Cowboys. They are right where they deserve to be, probably a little higher than they deserve to be, but such is life after a loss to Tulsa and Mike Gundy not winning an FBS game in over a full 365 days. Got to go back to Tulsa last year, 2024. My goodness. All right. So they're at 16 this week. At number 15, the Kansas State Wildcats come in. They did not play this past weekend, but they also stink to high heaven. They have no business being anywhere other than 15. And, you know, we'll see if Chris Klieman can turn this season around as they get set to take on UCF coming up this weekend. At number 14, I've got the Cincinnati Bearcats. They continue to slide down, not because of anything they've done, but once again, I do these power rankings based on what you've actually done thus far. It's not a projection. It's not how I think the season's going to finish out. It's just what you've done, who you played, and who you've beaten. Or who you've lost to. I mean, if you have a great loss to a really good team, I consider that as well. But the problem for Cincinnati is Bowling Green, who they beat, got blown out by Louisville this past weekend. Nebraska also lost. So Cincinnati may ultimately climb these rankings. I think they can, but they got to get some Big 12 wins under their belt. At 13, Colorado, they move up one slot after a convincing win over Wyoming. I don't know what the ceiling is, but I know this much. I'd leave Caden Salter in at quarterback until proven otherwise. Colorado is at number 13. Falling four spots to number 12 this week is the West Virginia Mountaineers. It looks like West Virginia was still stuck in Morgantown thinking and dreaming about that backyard brawl last week. They did not show up in Lawrence. And as good as that win was against Pittsburgh and as exciting as that win was against Pittsburgh, they lost all that goodwill with a 30-point loss to KU. And KU's good, but West Virginia should not be losing games like that by 30 points. That was really embarrassing for the Mountaineers. So I drop them four slots to number 12 in the power rankings this week. At number 11, UCF, up two slots from number 13. A beatdown of UNC, who doesn't look very good. But hey, that was a heck of a win for the Knights. And while I know some UCF fans think that I have been too hard on them, I love being proven wrong on this one. And honestly, I hope there's more to come. I hope I continue to be proven wrong by the UCF Knights. I've always said that UCF is a sleeping giant in the Big 12. because of the population base, Orlando, the proximity to talent in that region, in that state. They just need the boosters to buy in. And the problem right now is they have a very young alumni base. So they have a huge alumni base, but it's a young alumni base, not as much money as other places right now. But if they continue to build that up, man, I am very high on the future for UCF. All right. Next up, number 10 in the power rankings, Arizona. They take a big dive down from number 4, but not really because of anything they did. They didn't play. It's just their wins continue to look softer with each passing week. And the teams in front of them have more impressive resumes. So, you know, you look at Arizona, they play Hawaii. Okay, Hawaii is not very good. Kansas State last week, good win, but let's be honest, K-State's not very good. So this is more about what the teams in front of Arizona have done. But you go to Ames this weekend and you make some noise in Ames, I promise you, we will feel much differently about Arizona going into week 6 next week. At number 9, I've got Baylor dropping 4 slots from number 5. Baylor played Arizona State close, but they lost the game at home. So if you look at Baylor, they've got a nice win against SMU, but they had to make a big comeback in the fourth quarter to get that win. Otherwise, they lost to Auburn, they lost to Arizona State, and then they also have that win over Samford, which means nothing. So as much as Baylor has gone out there, played 11 Power 4 games, and they deserve credit for that, they're not all that far removed from losing all three of these. That SMU game could have easily gone the other way. And while the defense was solid most of the night against Arizona State, when Kenny Dillingham needed that side of the ball to come up big at the end of the game, they just couldn't do it. Excuse me, when Dave Aranda needed that side of the ball to turn up big at the end of the game, they just couldn't do it. So tells you a lot to me as to where this program currently is. And the fact that Dave Aranda needs to corral these guys this season and have a big year, because if he doesn't, he will start feeling some heat very quickly. At number 8 on my power rankings, I'm going with the Houston Cougars at number 8, down from number 6. Had a bye, drop a couple of stops, nothing once again because of anything they did, more because of what is going on in front of them in these rankings. But hey, circle October 4, baby. Houston welcomes in Texas Tech, and I cannot wait. As we approach the top half of the power rankings, make sure that you are right now liking the video, dropping a 5-star on the podcast, and as always, we appreciate you being here and making sure you are subscribed to the channel. And as always, thanks to our radio affiliates around the country for carrying this show on Heartland College Sports. At number 7, the Kansas Jayhawks, up a couple of spots from number 9 last week. Jalen Daniels looking like his usual self after that bye week. And LaShawn Williams was a beast at running back, 129 rushing yards. An Iowa transfer who I think can make one of the better 1-2 punches in the backfield with Daniel Hyshaw and LaShawn Williams. That's really good. You add in Jalen Daniels' running ability, and this team can do a lot of damage on the ground in the Big 12 Conference. At number 6, Utah falls down from number 2 to number 6. Not just because of their loss to Texas Tech, but also because of the rest of their schedule, which looks far less impressive by the week. I still believe in the offensive and defensive lines, and I think they will play a role in the Big 12 championship race, but honestly, Devin Dampier has got to look a lot better than he did on Saturday against Texas Tech. He was mediocre. I thought the play calling and the creativity of the offense was also mediocre at best. And they cannot win with the offense that we saw on Saturday in Salt Lake City. As much as I like the defense for Utah, there's got to be something on that side of the ball. At number 5, BYU shooting up the power rankings. From 10 to 5, welcome to the top 5, Cougars. Winning at East Carolina is underrated, and BYU made it look easy. That defense is nasty. Evan Johnson's 2 interceptions, including a pick 6, which to me turned that game before halftime, that's the kind of great developmental story where a guy sticks at BYU, grows, develops, and now he's got a key pick six and turning around a game in non-conference play. That was awesome. And the offense continues to make strides. Bear Bachmeier looks like a guy who's getting more confident by the game. LJ Martin was good. And I just want to see more and more and more from this BYU team, man, because I think they'll keep getting better with each passing week. And they may be a sleeper that I admit I was not giving enough credit to a couple of weeks back. So I've got BYU at number 5 in my power rankings. At number 4, I'm rolling with Iowa State, down from number 1. They were on a bye. They fall to number 4 through no real fault of their own, but more so because of what happened in front of them. And also that K-State win looks less impressive by the week. Let's be honest. I know it was overseas, but boy, Kansas State looks like a real mess. So Iowa State comes in at number 4 this week in the power rankings. At number 3, it's Arizona State. Now, I know we got down on them after that loss in Starkville, and even in some of the non-conference games like Northern Arizona, they didn't look great. But you go on the road in Waco, first conference game as defending Big 12 champs, and you walk out with a walk-off win, a hard-fought victory, led by Sam Levitt in that fourth quarter. You know what? You're back in the top 3 in my book. A huge jump for Arizona State from 12 up to number 3 this week, because that is a solid road win in this league, in that environment, against that team. So Arizona State up to number 3 in the power rankings in the Big 12 Conference this week. At number 2, TCU sliding up one slot from 3 to 2 after handling SMU on Saturday. That gives the Horned Frogs 2 Power 4 wins, one of the few teams in the Power 4 to play 11 games against the Power 4. Eric McAllister, I think he just caught another ball as I was doing this broadcast. What do you have, like 8, 9, 10 catches for 250-some-odd yards? A big Josh Hoover fan. I had him in the preseason as the top quarterback in the Big 12, and he looks like a guy who is poised to lead this team to compete atop the Big 12 conference as this season progresses. So TCU is number 2 in my power rankings this week. And that means at number 1 in the Heartland College Sports Big 12 football power rankings for week 5, the Texas Tech Red Raiders up from number 1. I told you, Tech, you win on Saturday. You guys are going to be in that top spot. You go on the road to Salt Lake City. You get a dominant victory, way more dominant than a lot of us expected. And you are in the number 1 slot. In my eyes, you are the favorite right now in the Big 12 Conference. I picked you in the preseason to win the Big 12. Let's just make sure that I have to say that again for those of you in the back row that keep forgetting. I picked you to win the Big 12 back in August. I just needed to see it against top-tier competition, and we saw it on Saturday. It was beyond impressive, and it is weird, I admit, to see that double T logo and think defense. But this team will go as far as its defense can carry it. And that's not a knock on the offense. I think the offense is really good. A ton of depth at the skill position. I would go Will Howard at quarterback moving forward. That would be what I would do based on what I saw on Saturday. But I'm telling you right now, this is the top team in the Big 12 through 4 weeks. And they proved it on Saturday in a very impressive showing in the toughest place to play in the Big 12. Some of you may debate that, but one of the toughest places to play in the Big 12, and they just took it to Utah. So those are the power rankings for this week. Run them down for week 5 in the Big 12. At number 1, Texas Tech. At number 2, TCU. At number 3, Arizona State. Number 4, it's Iowa State. Number 5 is BYU. 6 is Utah. 7 is Kansas. At number 8, the Houston Cougars. Back half, Baylor is 9. Arizona comes in at 10. At number 11, it's UCF. Number 12 is West Virginia. Number 13 is Colorado. 14 is Cincinnati. 15 is Kansas State. And 16, the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Those are your Week 5 power rankings in the Big 12 Conference. I'm Pete Mundo. Glad you are here as always. All right. Good stuff all around. We appreciate you guys being here on the show. If I said Will Howard earlier, then you know what I meant. Will Hammond. All right. Will Howard, Will Hammond, Big 12 guys through and through. I love it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, let's get to some of your questions in the mailbag. What do you say? We'll do that here on the show. HeartlandCollegeSports.com. I'm Pete Mundo. Thank you guys, as always, for joining us as a part of it. Get your questions in right now. I also went through some of them on Facebook. Let me see what I've got on Facebook, and I'll also get to your comments here live. All right, let's start on the Facebook page here as your comments continue to roll in. Okay. First up, how is Josh Hoover, this is from Joe, how is Josh Hoover not in the Heisman conversation nationally yet? If he was wearing any other team's jersey outside of the Big 12, he would be the front runner by a mile. That is from Joe. Okay, Joe, I don't know if he'd be the front runner by a mile. I haven't seen a good Heisman list yet through 4 weeks, but there's no doubt Josh Hoover should be near the top of the list right now. He's thrown for exactly 1,000 yards, 11 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He was great against SMU on Saturday. So I'm with you. He deserves to be in the conversation right now. I don't think he'd be head and shoulders above anybody else at this point in time. But listen, John Mateer's getting a lot of love at Oklahoma. You've got the quarterback at Oregon, Dante Moore, as well. So there will be guys with, yes, bigger brands that will be getting more attention. I just think that that, unfortunately, is how it's going to work out this early in the process. But TCU keeps winning. Hoover keeps playing the way he's playing. Trust me, this thing's going to work itself out just fine. I firmly believe that. Pete, 2-minute scenario. Oh, this is good. In a 2-minute scenario, Pete, who would you rather have? Josh Hoover at TCU, Sawyer Robertson at Baylor, or Sam Levitt at Arizona State? I would take Sam Levitt at Arizona State. He's done it in the biggest spots that those guys have not done it in. Big 12 championship games, college football playoff games. We saw him on Saturday in Sawyer Robertson's house, beat him on the road with 2 great drives to end the game. One went for a touchdown to Jordan Tyson. The other one was a walk-off field goal win. Of those 3, I've got to go with Sam Levitt because he's done it on the biggest stages. Let's see. What else do we have here? Jesse asks, what day should I take Gundy in the pool? I assume you mean for Gundy to be fired. I don't know. Listen, here's what I'll say about Mike Gundy. I think he's in a lot of trouble, but I believe Oklahoma State, even if they'll get rid of him, will let him work the entire year. I don't think they'll Gary Patterson him. I don't think they should Gary Patterson him, which is fire him midseason. If they really want Zach Robinson, of course, a former Cowboys quarterback who is now the Oklahoma or the offensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons, you're probably going to have to wait for him. I doubt he's walking away from that gig midseason. So if you got to wait, you might as well let Gundy work out the string and just see what happens. That's what I would do on that front. All right. Casey asks here on Facebook, Pete, are we going to get an all Texas Big 12 championship game? Well, my preseason prediction was Texas Tech taking on Utah. I'm sticking by that prediction. That being said, you could talk me into an all Texas Big 12 championship game. At this point, if I was a betting man, I have 1 and 2 in my power rankings as to Texas schools, Texas Tech and TCU. So if I just had to place a bet today on that happening, I would probably take the bet because I really like Texas Tech. And listen, TCU to me is right now the second best team in the Big 12. And then you still could have a chance with Baylor if they could turn things around as well, even though they just lost to Arizona State. Houston would be a long shot, but hey, Houston's going to be in the middle of the pack in the Big 12 this year. That's my prediction. They will be much improved under year two of Willie Fritz. So I think it's a good bet. If you look at the Big 12 landscape right now and you feel like Texas Tech is by far the best team in the league, and I certainly think they're at the top of the list at this point in time, then an all-Texas Big 12 championship game is entirely possible. But in this league, I will never say anything is a slam dunk because if you know the Big 12, you know that is a fool's errand to think that this conference is going to be predictable and we're only 1 month in the season going into week 5. That is never the case in the Big 12 conference. We all know that. I'm Pete Mundo. Thanks for being here. Hey, make sure you're subscribed for a lot more Big 12 content on YouTube, also on the podcast. We are grateful for you being here as a part of the show. What else do we have on the rundown here? Let me see some of your other questions. All right, let's get to the live chat here. Let's see. All right, this is from Keith. Mailbag question. What am I supposed to do this weekend with no good Tech game to watch? Come on, bro. What do? You watch the rest of the Big 12. You watch the teams that you're about to play in the Big 12. That's what you do. You know better than that. I mean, this is all about the Big 12 here at Heartland College Sports. And you better be on the reaction show on Sunday as well, which only streams on YouTube and on the podcast. We don't get that show on the radio. So you better be here on Sunday and be subscribed. That way you're here for the reaction show, even if your team isn't playing. We want to run those numbers up, and we need you here to do it. Don't give me this, well, my team's not playing thing. You want to know this league top to bottom, and no one is going to give you that like we are here at Heartland College Sports. I see some of these other shows out there, and God bless them. I like these guys. They're guests on my show sometimes, but they're SEC up the you-know-what, right up the backside, man. It's just SEC all day, every day. And then sprinkle in a little Big Ten, and you know, that's kind of the show. And I get it. They've got big brands there, and they've got big fan bases. But you want the Big 12, we're here for you. We don't take bye weeks. No bye weeks at Heartland College Sports. That may be a new T-shirt, by the way. Speaking of new T-shirts, we got some great stuff in the merch shop. Look at that. Look at that right there. Come on. That looks good. Big 16 strong, all the teams listed. The link is in the show notes. Grab yours now. No bye weeks here at Heartland College Sports. We don't take any. some of you chiming in. Keith or Bracket Cat says, you could watch K-State embarrass itself against UCF, Keith. Could you believe that UCF is a 5.5-point dog to K-State? K-State's getting a lot of love on that opening line. I thought it might be 3, 3.5. They're getting 5.5, UCF. I'm shocked. I was really surprised by that one. All right, get in your questions right now. What else do we have here for the mailbag? Pete, do you see BYU remaining ranked when they play Texas Tech? Let me see here. Let me pull up that BYU schedule. Do I see them being ranked when they play Texas Tech? They're 25 right now. They've got Colorado, West Virginia, Arizona, Utah, Iowa State. Ooh, that's a great question. And then they have 2 weeks off until Texas Tech. That's a great question. You know, listen, they can win these next three games relatively easily. Colorado, West Virginia, Arizona. But then they've got Utah and Iowa State on the road back to back. If you split those games, you feel good about yourself if you're a BYU fan. And at that point, if they have the three wins that I think they can get against Colorado, West Virginia, and Arizona, they'll probably be in the top 20 at that point. So no matter what happens, if they split the games against Utah and Iowa State, I think they'll still be ranked in the top 25. So yeah, I do. Looking at that schedule and seeing how I think it will play out. Now, if they drop one of these next three, will there be favorites? Colorado, West Virginia, and Arizona? At least I think they'll be favorites. Then it's going to be very difficult. They'd have to sweep those two games against Utah and Iowa State to get back into the top 25 before that Texas Tech game. So great question, though. That's a really good one. What else do you have here? Give me something good. What else? Why do you think the Utah side of the conversation last week was so focused on the environment, altitude, other non-football stats? Those are factors, but ignoring actual player stats makes no sense. Okay, if that's critique of me, that's totally cool. I'm fine with that. Here's what I would say to that. When you don't have a lot of data to work with, you've got to use some of the other factors. And let's be honest, the Utah environment was really good. It was causing issues for Texas Tech's offense during the first 2.5 to 3 quarters. They didn't go to that silent snap. It was causing false starts all over the place. They had, what, 7-8 on the day, false starts for Texas Tech? So when you don't have a great sample size of data and you have such weak competition in some of these non-conference games, you can't just look at stats either. As much as I know Tech fans have given me the stat, and it's a great stat, that Texas Tech and the first team defense didn't allow a single point in the first three games. I mean, that's an awesome stat, but their non-conference was a joke. So even though that's a great stat, that's different than saying the defense is going to do what it did in Salt Lake City against Utah with that offensive line. Now, I saw it with my own two eyes, so now I'm fully a believer. So you analyze it differently, right? But that's why, especially in these early season conference games, they're more difficult than ever to get a feel for because everyone's non-conference looks different. So if that was on me, that's totally fine. And I think I brought up altitude. The altitude's not all that different between Lubbock and Salt Lake. I think it's like maybe 1,500 feet, which isn't a huge deal, but it's something. It's not nothing. It's not nothing at all. What else? You guys, there's a lot of comments coming in. Any other questions for the mailbag? We've gotten through a bunch here on the show. Give me something else good here before I get out of town. What do you say? This isn't really a question, but I like this. Big Lyman 34. What is this feeling of having a good defense in Lubbock? Am I going to die? You might. I don't know. I can't speak to that. I can't answer that question. I do know you have a really good defense there in Lubbock, and you should be damn proud of it. That was a lot of fun to watch. My gosh. But it's weird seeing the Tech logo associated with anything defense. All right. Shredder asks, Pete, you coming down to Houston for the UH and Tech game? Oh, man, I would love to. Please don't entice. Oh. Don't make me try to convince my wife I need to do it. Come on. Please. Don't make me try to convince my wife that's a good idea. I'm just not sure I'm in that headspace right now with the 6, 4, and 1-year-old at this point in time. Hey, but you know what? I want to see that place rocking down in Houston. I've seen some mediocre crowds down there. I want to see this thing loaded up big time for that October 4th matchup. Possible dark horse in the Big 12. I don't know if there's truly a dark horse, but if I've got to take one right now, I would say Kansas. The defense is fast. Jalen Daniels is healthy. He's got a running game. He's got some transfers at wide receiver. I'd go with Kansas after 4 weeks in the Big 12. My dark horse would be the Kansas Jayhawks. And I'm not sitting here predicting them to make a Big 12 championship run, but I am sitting here saying that if things continue to break their way, and the schedule is definitely going to break their way, then they can make a lot of noise. You look at what they've got coming up, Cincinnati, UCF, and then a huge matchup with Texas Tech a couple of weeks after that, followed by Kansas State, Oklahoma State, Arizona, Iowa State, and Utah to wrap up the season. They can go 7-2 in the Big 12, and that may not be enough to reach a Big 12 championship game, but 7-2 means they lose two of three games, let's say, against Tech, Iowa State, and Utah. And depending on how those tiebreakers go, Kansas could be in the thick of the Big 12 championship race. They could be going to Ames on November 22nd with that game having a major factor into the Big 12 championship race. It's entirely possible. So if you're asking me right now, who's my dark horse at this point in time, based on how this season has gone, give me KU, Lance Leipold, and what he's got cooking there in Lawrence, Kansas. Kevin, watching Texas Tech play, do you think they can compete in the playoffs? Absolutely. That defense, that O-line, that D-line, absolutely. I mean, they can be right up there. They're a top 10 team in the country right now. There's no doubt in my mind about it, Texas Tech. Jonathan says, do you think College Game Day would actually come to a Big 12 school for Texas Tech Houston if Florida State loses at Virginia this week? I haven't done enough looking at the rest of the schedule to know whether or not they would go to Houston. Listen, I don't think they would go to Houston. I'm just going to be straight with you. I don't think they would go to Houston. I think they'll go to a Big 12 game at some point between two ranked teams. I don't know which one at this point, but I do think if Texas Tech and BYU is a top 25 game on November 8th, that has College Game Day potentially written all over it without knowing the rest of the schedule. But if Tech's sitting there at that point at number 6-7 in the country and BYU's like 20-21, then that game in Lubbock will get a lot of attention, and I could see Game Day making the move to Lubbock for that one. That would make the most sense to me. Great job, guys. Awesome job here on the mailbag. Fantastic questions. Love having you guys here as always. Hey, all I ask you to do, share the show with a friend. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure they're subscribed. There are thousands of you pouring into this channel who have not done it before, and I'm grateful for that. We're growing because of you. There's no billboards around your town, nothing like that. It is you. So thank you. Subscribe, like the video. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Go Big 12.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.